It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The boys are back in town. With some postseason baseball tonight against the dreaded New York Yankees. They're filthy. First pitch at 6:08 tonight. Calling the action is our next guest and good friend of the program, Ryan LaFever. Hello, Ryan.
Hi, Scott.
What an exciting time to be in Kansas City.
You got that right. And I heard about everyone on Sunday. They had both TVs going. You got the Royals winning in New York and you got the Chiefs winning at Arrowhead. That's pretty good.
And did you hear the chants at Arrowhead?
I just played it.
Where they were with every score. The audience at Arrowhead, and I don't know if you had a chance to see this. Obviously, you couldn't have seen it live. The audience at Arrowhead is chanting, "Let's go Royals!"
It's so cool. Dun, 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 dun.
You know, I did. I got a video from HUD, who's a season ticket holder, and I got a text from him in the middle of the game.
Yeah.
And I thought he just wanted to send me a video of the Chiefs game, so I couldn't really hear it. So on the bus ride back, then I listened to it, and he was recording it for me. That was great.
And then
how about Mahomes talking about how hard it was to not keep his eyes off of the scoreboard now and again? Yeah.
It's one of the cool things about it. We always say what a great time to be alive in Kansas City, and I suppose that you could say that about every day. But one of the cool things to see is just the cross-town support from the KC Current, from the Chiefs, and everyone. You know, the day that they both played, people were wearing Royals hats and Chiefs jerseys and you know, whiplash from looking back and forth from the TVs. It's just such a fun time, and I think people need a nice diversion, and boy, have the boys provided that.
This is my 26th year, and I don't know how many I've been here where both teams have been good at the same time. It's not very often. So I know in 14 and 15 during Chiefs games, there were "Let's go Royals" chants over there. But the Chiefs were not playing then like they are now. Mm-hmm. And so, that was always the feeling that, you know, one team is good and the other one isn't, you know, and on one side of the parking lot, they're winning. The other side, they aren't. So this is a very special time.
What do you think regarding the Royals' chances? And I know you're a little bit biased here, but Aaron Judge has not been playing up to par in the postseason. There is a distinct chance, and I understand that the Yankees are number one in the AL. There is a distinct chance that the Royals pull this off.
Well, it reminds me a lot of 2014 when the Royals got in game 160. So they weren't assured a playoff spot until the very end and were an underdog the rest of the way and just kept upsetting the Angels, who won 98 games that year, and then on to the Orioles, and they won 90-something games. And so if their mentality is right, the pressure is on the other team. And, you know, Denny has said so many times that it's hard to win when you're expected to win.
Yes.
And not that the Royals don't take the field expecting to win. They expect to win. But the weight of the world was on the Orioles in Baltimore, not the Royals. The weight of the world is on the Yankees right now. They had the best record in the American League. And, you know, they've underachieved mostly since going to a World Series 15 years ago. They haven't been to a World Series in 15 years. We've been to two and we've won one. So my only concern is that the players, instead of going out and saying, "We've been on the road for 2 weeks." That was a 2 week road trip. That was a 4-city 2 week road trip. There was no atmosphere in Washington. They swept that series. There was some atmosphere in Atlanta because the games were meaningful to them as well. Then of course, a lot of atmosphere in the two playoff series, and all along, can't wait to get back to Kansas City. So I hope they play with the same ease and the same joy as they did on the road and not put pressure on themselves, because now everyone's pulling for them.
Right. And in fact, one of the top tweets, if you go on Twitter, that has been retweeted and retweeted over the last several hours, Harold Reynolds on Major League Baseball Tonight saying, and I quote, "The Royals are going to win this thing. This is not a good matchup for the Yankees." And we don't want to jinx it. But there there are commentators in high places like yourself, and I know you don't want to jinx it, Ryan, who are saying that what you just said, this is not a good matchup for the opposing team.
Well, and Dane, if you look at the games they played, there's a lot of guys on this roster who've never experienced the postseason before, but they played 2 1-run games on the road in Baltimore, a 1-0 game and a 2-1 game, which means every pitch, every play means something.
Yeah.
Then the first game in New York, they lose 6-5. Same thing, 1-run game. And then they had a 3-run lead going into the 9th inning on Sunday, and they get a home run, but they had the tying run at the plate to end the game. I mean, so these are intense, intense games. So all of a sudden, with just, you know, a sample size of 4, you know, these guys should feel like that they can handle the playoffs. You know, it's like you, Danny. You spent 4 hours with Scott, and you probably felt like you've been in the radio business
exhausting.
For 10 years.
Exhausting.
Hey, man. Hey.
That's why we need the success hotline.
Okay. Unfair. Hey, Ryan, you mentioned something I hadn't thought of. The Royals ended the season in Washington and then Atlanta. They make the playoffs. They go to Baltimore. They win in Baltimore in 2 games. They go to New York City. Did you guys never get to come home?
No. No, in fact, I told my wife, and I waited. I wanted to tell her earlier, but there's this kind of mixed emotion in my house of – you know, the season coming to an end and Dad's finally home and Sarah's got a list from Kauffman Stadium to the KMBZ studios for me to do this offseason. And there's always just this finish line for our family. And the kids weren't old enough to appreciate it in 14 and 15. Well, now the playoffs are going on. And, even my wife is, you know, she's really into it right now. But as I was wheeling my suitcase down the hallway to go to the airport 2 Mondays ago, I said, hey, she said, well, I'll see you in a week. I said, I need to tell you something. If we go to the, if we get a playoff spot on this road trip, we're going to start on the road and I'm not going to come home. And she looked at me like, what? Huh. And as she was processing that, I said, and one more thing, if we win that series, we're going to go to another city on the road. But you know what? The Royals, I tell you what, here's the Royals for you. The Royals have a separate chartered plane other than ours. And they flew families of the traveling party to Baltimore and to New York. So Sarah and 2 of my boys were with me in Baltimore and New York
to enjoy
the whole thing with me. So, but yeah, that was a long, long trip with no trip back to Kansas City to refuel.
So we now know which kids are the favorites.
Right.
Well, I got a first-year high schooler who had homecoming coming up. So that was more important than a playoff game. And my 9-year-old daughter, is as soon as the cotton candy stopped coming, the game is over in her head.
Yeah.
So we took the middle boys because they're really into it.
Oh, but did you miss the homecoming for your son?
He's a freshman.
Yeah.
You know,
and Ryan, I'm with you.
You know what though? You know what's great though? I was talking to him about homecoming. He goes, you know, we all just kind of dressed up, and it was kind of dumb. We just went there and just. Stood around.
It's
nice to know nothing's changed since I went to high school.
No, Ryan, I swear to God, it's like that final scene in Footloose where the boys are on one wall and the girls on the other. One guy's picking his nose, and nobody has the guts to go ask somebody to dance.
Yeah, so I had to reassure him. I'm like, trust me, this your high school experience at freshman being a freshman at homecoming is no different from mine.
Exactly the way it should be, buddy.
Yeah.
Leave room for Jesus in that dance.
Hey, we'll be listening. We'll be watching. And I just am so excited for you and all of the guys. And let's go get one tonight, okay?
All right. Thanks, Dana. Thanks, Scott.
All right, Ryan. Have a great call, man. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
All right. Be well. The great Ryan LaFever from the Kansas City Royals broadcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.